Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. The tripartite talks on the establishment of Frontier Nagaland Territory, FNT, between the representatives of the center, state government, and the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, was held at Chumukedima Police Complex yesterday. The three-member team from the Ministry of Home Affairs was led by Advisor NA Affairs, A.K. Mishra, and accompanied by Joint Director, MHA Rajesh Kamle, and Deputy Director, MHA Vinit Kumar, while the officials from the state government was led by Chief Secretary Nagaland, J. Alam. The 14-member ENPO delegation was led by ENPO President A. Ching Mak Chang. Addressing the media after a closed-door meeting with the officials, ENPO President A. Ching Mak Chang said the talks are going in the right direction and many key issues were discussed with the central team. He, however, said the details cannot be divulged at the moment. There are only a few issues which could not draw closer and hope to come to a reasonable conclusion in the next meeting soon, he added. Mr. Ching Mak said the demand of ENPO was for separate statehood, for which the government of India has offered the FNT, and hoped that the central government would be serious towards its commitment in order to bring about a solution which is acceptable and honourable to the people of Eastern Area. The ENPO president said without the executive, legislative and financial autonomy, they cannot sign any document and deliberated on the issue with the central team.
Without which we cannot sign any documents. Financial, executive and legislative autonomy should be there, which they have agreed in principle.
The ENPO also demanded the centre to give one central battalion to facilitate the unemployed youths from the eastern areas and also requested for modernising the village guard.
Regarding to keep the unemployment, we have requested the government of India to give us one battalion, central battalion. Either it may be a regiment or any kind of central regiment. That is, we have put forward. And the other thing is that we have requested the GOI to enhance and modernize the village guard, which they have accepted.
The Supreme Court yesterday ordered the construction and availability of separate toilet facilities for males, females, persons with disability, PWD, and transgender persons in all court premises and tribunals across the country. A bench of justices, J.P. Pardiwala and R. Mahadevan, said that toilets are not merely a matter of convenience, but a basic necessity which is a facet of human rights. Israel and Hamas have agreed a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal following meetings with Qatar's Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani. The deal is set to begin on Sunday and will last 42 days. Announcing the deal in Doha yesterday, Prime Minister Al Thani said it will lead to the release of Israeli captives and surging humanitarian aid to Gaza. The Grand and Divine Mahakum is capturing global attention. As part of this, a 21-member delegation from 10 countries will take a holy dip at the Sangam today. The delegation, invited by the Ministry of External Affairs, arrived yesterday. A report.
The international delegation will take a holy dip at Triveni Sangam and enjoy an aerial view of the Mahakum area by helicopter today. The international delegation includes representatives from Fiji, Finland, Guyana, Malaysia, Mauritius, Singapore, South Africa, Sri Lanka, Trinidad and Tobago, and the United Arab Emirates. Mary, Akashwani News, Kohima.
Meanwhile, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed officials to improve arrangements for the expected 8 to 10 crore devotees at Sangam on Mauni Amavasya, which is on the 29th of this month. Government has accorded special emphasis on cleanliness, hygiene and clean and quality food for devotees. The centre has approved the creation of two new reserve battalions of the Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, taking the total number of battalions from 13 to 15. In a statement, the Home Ministry said that each new battalion will comprise around 1,025 personnel of various ranks and will be led by a senior commandant level of officer. Government's flagship initiative, Startup India, has completed 9 years today. The scheme is intended to catalyze startup culture and build a strong and inclusive ecosystem for innovation and entrepreneurship in the country. With more than 1,59,000 startups, India has firmly established itself as the third largest startup ecosystem in the world. It has created over 16 lakh direct jobs across various sectors. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a good day.